Brett Hollander, Keith Mills back here on WBIL with not only one of our favorite people, but an original Raven and someone who has some big news hopefully coming. Come Saturday around 6 o'clock here in New Orleans, Jonathan Ogden is with us here on WBIL. JL?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Doing great.
You are a media hound today, my friend.
You know what? I give one day during the Super Bowl to just going around, just saying the same thing, repeating whatever it is, and just answering questions and just doing things I don't like to do, which is talking a lot.
Yeah, but you do it so well.
I do. I can do it. That doesn't mean that I love it, but that's okay, though. I love talking to you guys, though, so that's a different
story. You're part of our family.
Exactly. You know, this is like, you know, home right here. I'm looking at all the stuff production. It feels like we're out in front of Raven State, M&T Bank right now.
It's a pregame show. Obviously, the countdown continues for the fans for the game, but for you, it's for Saturday and the election.
Yeah.
And I guess you have to look at it like a game. It can't come soon enough, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, because it's so just – I don't want to say it's pressure. It's just that people are always asking me, like, oh, you're a shoo-in, you're a shoo-in. I was like, look, nothing is done until it's done. You know, it's just like the Denver game. Like my son was saying, I don't know if the Ravens are going to win. I said, it's never over till it's over, son. Same thing here, you know. So if I get that call, then I'll be like, woo-hoo. But up until then, I'm just like, you know, we'll see what happens and just whatever happens, just get it going. Just get to it. It's worse than waiting for a game, actually, right now.
And can you even consider the feelings you'll have when that news does come? Hopefully it's good.
It'll be more – I don't want to say relief as in, like, it's just – it'll be a relief because it'll just be over. Like, finally, no matter which way it is, it'll be over. Because you guys know me. I'm not the guy who wants the media
attention.
You're
not pounding your chest.
I'm not. Yeah, yeah, I mean.
I can see you have a fresh haircut here, though.
I did do that. I figured I'm coming down here to the Super Bowl, potential Hall of Fame, Ravens in the game. Yeah, I better look at least my best. You know,
look
the part a little bit. I mean, normally, you know, this thing gets out of control normally, but I actually took a little care this week.
Now, we talked to you the night the Ravens beat the Patriots, and everybody's emotions were sky high. You have had a couple of weeks, like the rest of us now, to digest the fact that, yes, your team is here as well as you and Mr. Modell possibly going in. And J.O., the script could not have been written any better.
No, it really couldn't. It really couldn't. And this is a great town, too, New Orleans, down here. And just Ravens in the game. You know, the Niners are whatever. I like Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, but outside of that, yeah, I mean, there's just no – you couldn't really write a script any better than this, really. I mean, like we were talking just off there, how great would it be if I get in the Hall of Fame, and I can go out at the coin toss, me and Ray stand there and take a picture, like the two guys who helped get the franchise started
first
in his
two.
Last game in my Hall of Fame, and then we can win the game on top of that. I mean, come on.
That's storybook, my
that
friend.
That is right
storybook.
There.
Going down memory lane, Michael Jackson was on the show last night.
Michael Hee-Hee Jackson?
And I asked him,
I knew you were going to say that.
I asked him, what was a young 21, 22-year-old Jonathan Ogden like? And he was like, basically, he was the best player in the field from the moment he got there. He played guard. He was great at that. We moved him to tackle. He was great at that. It didn't matter. And just the best things to say about you.
But those guys, the Michael Jacksons, the Derek Alexanders, the
foundation
Brian
builders.
Pinches, yeah. Yeah. That core, that they'll always be the first team. Right?
Yeah.
Vinny.
Without a doubt. I mean, those guys will be the guys who we came in and started the franchise in Baltimore with. You know, no matter how it ended with some of those guys, that was a fun group of guys to be around. I tell you what, before all the home games, Michael Jackson, Derek Alexander, we'd all go over to the Hooters right across in the harbor.
Yeah.
We'd get crab legs and we'd get shrimp, you know, before every home. It was just the best of times. I mean, we were young. We were all new to the city of Baltimore. We're all learning it and experiencing it for the first time together. So, I mean, you can't really duplicate that.
Jonathan, when you think about your stat line, it's hard for an offensive lineman to have one. I don't know what they're going to put up there come Sunday night when you trot out, hopefully, in the middle of the field there at the Superdome. But I hope they put up two catches and two touchdowns.
That's right.
You're proud of that.
I'm potent out there. If you throw the ball to me, I will score.
Two for two.
So
Vinny threw the first one. Who is it? Kyle Bowler?
Kyle Bowler.
St. Louis, right?
St. Louis. I helped pad his stats. That's right. He's going to his touchdown passes to me. That's right, buddy.
He needed to throw to you more, I think.
Know what? I think so. I used to lobby now for some passes in practice now. We had a couple. You know, the thing is, we'd work on those routes in practice for like 3-4 weeks. We're never going to run that play. And I can still remember the St. Louis one because I think it was a second down call that we were planning on running it on. And we had the first down, and I was like, this is punching in, and we didn't. I remember looking at that. It's like, you know what? They might call this kick left J.O. corner right now. And sure enough, it called.
So that was the play.
The kick left, kick J.O. Corey, yep. And I tell you what, those balls, you know when they throw the football, it takes forever to get there when you're looking at it, come out the quarterback's hands. I swear it took like an hour to get there, but when it got there, though, I held on. I didn't do a Lee Evans, dude. I held on to that thing, all right?
All right.
Sorry, Lee, if you're listening.
He might be, too. He's living back at Baltimore. Last question. How proud are you of the organization getting back to the Super Bowl?
Tremendously. I mean, this is like, you know, we didn't have the greatest last year, my last year. But just to watch the way this organization under John Harbaugh has just really just battled and, you know, three AFC championship games, the two we lost, but to finally get back here. You know, this is we've been one of the best teams in the AFC for a long time. It's just good that we finally have made it to – well, not to the mountaintop yet, but we still got that opportunity. We're right there at the bottom of the peak, you know, just one more step.
What are they going through today, 3-4 days before the game?
What's today? Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Today's just a Thursday practice. I mean, they probably went over to Tulane and did what they normally do. You know, when you're playing in the game, it's not – you don't deal with all this.
Yeah.
You know, you're at the hotel, you're resting, you're watching TV, and then you're just in meetings and at practice. You don't try to – you try to stay out of all this. You know, the hard part for those guys is going to be Sunday when the game is going to – the warm-up takes forever. Halftime takes – you know, everything just takes longer, so they have to learn to pace themselves to be able to maximize their effort, you know, when the game comes so they don't burn out too early. That's going to be the hard part for the guy. This stuff isn't that bad for him. Yeah.
Really quick, J.O., when you come to New Orleans, the food that you eat, give us the rundown because I know you know the best.
Beans and rice, some shrimp, some jambalaya.
You know, I do enjoy a nice crawfish etouffee. I like the grilled oysters, actually, where the Ravens are staying. The Dragos are fantastic.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, grilled oysters, fantastic. I do enjoy gator tail.
Gator tail, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good,
well,
man.
Kick tail, you like gator tail.
Gator tail. I had some crocodile sausage yesterday. That was really good. I was very surprised.
You know, and we're right across from the casino as well.
I lost 200 bucks there last night in about 5 seconds, and I got
Get
up from
back?
There. You lose 8 out of 9 hands, you just say, you know what, I'm done. I'm a Vegas guy. I know how those places work,
there you
man.
Go. All right, 75.
All right,
good
buddy.
Jonathan Ogden, good luck this week. We'll catch up soon. Thank you so much.